Hello and welcome. I'm Karen Chaston, the founder of Live Love by Design. And this is our week 6 Keys to Your Success weekly wrap up. That is right. We have actually just completed the beautiful pillar all about your expertise. How did you go? I know there was a lot of content in there, even though there was only 2 videos, but the exercises took a little bit of time. And if you haven't completed them, please make sure that you go back and go through them, because you know what? You're only cheating yourself if you don't go and actually get the best out of all of these Live Love gems that we are sharing in this amazing program, Live Love Keys to Your Success. So I'm going to very quickly go over and review it. So if you have missed out, you'll know exactly which one that you should actually look at. Okay, wait a minute, I've got a little bit of a fly buzzing around or something. So Live Love Keys to Your Success. And as I said, week 6, wrap up. Here we come. Live Love, All About Your Expertise is the pillar that we looked at this week. And first of all, we looked at your professional life or your All About Your Expertise from an emotional intelligence perspective, which is really important that we actually understand how we feel about everything that we're doing, especially from a professional space. We spend so much time in our professional life that it's really important that our emotionals, the way we feel about it, our beliefs about it all, are actually tip top. We're actually know exactly where we're going, and we're feeling amazing. We're feeling that we can achieve anything that we think about. So that's where it came to, wasn't it? And we began by, you know, looking at ways that you can become the person whose expertise enriches their whole life. That's right, whole life. Filling that hole that could be inside of you. And we ask the question, do you have an unhealthy attachment to your job? Does your career come at the cost of your health and your relationships? How did you answer that one? Or do you hate your job? Do you always get the Sunday night blues? Are you just biding time, waiting for something better to come along or something else to come along? Or are you positively, emotionally attached to your job? Do you wake up each day eager for what the day will bring? That's right. And then, of course, that brought us into the Goldilocks effect, which was, is it too cold? Or is it too hot? Or is it just right? And, of course, we're all aiming for the green, is it just right? And it should be. That's where we want to be. We want to be on the just right girl, don't we? We don't want to be either of the others. And we went through the PDF, become the person whose expertise enriches their whole life. That was an amazing exercise. I just loved it because we found out exactly which bowl we were eating from, whether it was the too cold, the too hot, or of course the just right. And as I said, if we weren't just right, we're on the way. We're looking at how ways we can become just right. And that's when we started looking at ways that we could move from too hot to just right. Thank you very much. Your job won't take care of you. When you're sick, your family and friends will. So make sure you stay in touch because they're the ones that are going to be there for you long term. And then, of course, we could move from the too cold to the just right, where we looked at diligently plan your exit date. And we showed you ways through doing it through the expertise, emotional intelligence gems, which was to go back and to look at our beautiful vision goals and, of course, our target goals, which are really, really important for us to learn how to do in any scenario that we want to change. And then we looked at the just right approach, which got us into being the person that we know that we can be. And the scenario with the big wins from that little video was that we knew that every single areas of our life will make us whole. The more we embrace them, the more we live them, the more we actually think about them, design them, is the way that we can become whole. Really important, that little exercise. And of course, the next little live love gem, which we loved from that video, which was the end, was let today be the day that you give up on who you'll be so you can become who you can become. I said that a bit weird then, didn't I? Okay, let's say it again. Let today be the day that you can give up on who you've been to become who you can become. And that's exactly what we want. So that was the first video and the first area of life under expertise, which is emotionally. Then, of course, we moved on to the next area of life under all about your expertise, which is you professionally. And there was many gems received there. Now, wasn't there? Ensuring your professional success on your terms. That sounds great. And we took the big leaps to your beyond your wildest dreams professional life. And of course, there were the step one was for you to actually do the scenario of planning your ideal role and making sure that, you know, whether you love it, hate it, whatever, make sure that you are in the correct role. You may love your job now, but maybe it's not the right job for you. Maybe you're not feeling 100% whole. Maybe there's this little niggling feeling inside of you that actually saying, you can do more. You can do more. This isn't you. That you can do so much more. You're here for so much more. Start listening. Start listening to that inner voice, because that inner voice truly is your higher self telling you that you are here for so much more. We are all here for so much more. We're all here to love who we are, to love our life, to love every single day, and more importantly, to create all our differences, all our dreams. But we're here to make a difference. We're here to give back. So if you feel that even though you love your job, you're here for more, start designing it. You have the tools. I've given you so many tools for you to start looking at it. Go off and do your little me time and really start to design it. Look at the action steps required to get from who you are today to where you want to be. And you'll be surprised how easily you can do them, how easy it is for you to start to walk that path. And if you feel that you start that path and then it gets a little bit too hard, reach out. Because I've done that. I've walked that path. I can assist you. I can make it easier for you. That's why I'm doing these videos. That's why I've created this course. To make your journey a little bit easier than what I had to travel. That's what it's about. Nothing else. Just helping others to be who they came here to be. So that was the first part of that. And then of course we looked at the set yourself up to succeed, which were the 9 best practices. Weren't they amazing? Have you started to do that reflection exercise? Have you started to introduce the 9 best practices into your day, into your habits? I know it takes 62 days for them to become a habit, but you got to start introducing them. You got to start working it, right? It just doesn't, you do it today and then 62 days later it's a habit. Doesn't work that way. You've got to take the action steps daily. Yes. So cool. And then we did the reflection exercise where we asked the questions. Are you currently utilizing these best practices? If not, which ones? Set a detailed introduction plan for each of the 9 best practices. Doesn't have to be in the order that I presented them. Could be in any order. Your order is the best order. Okay, you know which ones that you want to introduce first. Start to do it. It's all in the plan. Then you set up your nightly ritual where you review your day and see how many you have introduced. Now, your nightly ritual should be just really, by now, it should be just about a habit, because we've been talking about that right from the start of the Live Love Keys to Your Success program. So if you haven't been doing it, start now. Really important that you review your day. That's how you become and embrace yesterday me and get into competition with yesterday me. It's really that simple. Review your day every night. You'll see who you were. You see where you want to go. You start moving forward. That's one of the first ones. Yesterday me is really ready to actually be left behind. Truly. I know. Doesn't even sound sad, does it? You go, I can easily leave yesterday me behind. I'm out of here. I'm becoming future me. Yay! Yay! Dreamy me. Exactly. Anyway, I've gone silly. Okay. So that's it. And then the live, love, wins from video number 2 professionally was the 9 best practices that assist you to create your live, love life faster. That's it. Simple. And of course there was one more little gem that remember each day too. Get up, dress up, show up, and never ever give up. That's it. How cool is that? So that is it. That is our All About You Expertise weekly wrap up. The next week that we're going into in the Live Love Keys to Your Success is all about your wealth creation. Well, a whole week on wealth creation. Thank you very much. Let's face it. Your expertise funds you. And of course, your wealth creation is going to help those funds to grow and grow and grow. Because what happens when your life and your expertise and your professional life funds the rest of your life? You know, it's not about having a whole lot of money and a whole lot of stuff. No. It's about you actually living and loving each and every day. To love who you are, to love your life, and to create your dreams faster. And wealth actually gives you the choices that you can make. And that's what life's about. Having choice. We choose every day. We make so many choices every day that it's really good to make sure that your choices are honoring you. And that's what happens when you really truly do embrace all of these live love gems. You really do start to actually understand that you're here for a reason and you do matter. I know that you matter. You matter to me. I am so grateful that you are here. I'm so grateful you've got this far. So many people would have given up by now. So good on you. Really, truly good on you. That is all I can say. You need to honor yourself. Actually, you know what? Let's do this little exercise. I can't remember if I've done this on an earlier video, but anyway, let's put your right hand up in the air and then we are going to fold it over and we're going to tap ourselves on the back. How cool is that? And I know it looked like the left hand, but it was my right hand. But that's beside the point. You can do your left hand if you want to. Good on you for being here. Good on you for honoring yourself, taking the time to watch these videos, to do the exercises. This is the weekly wrap up for week 6. One more week to go. Week 7. Good on you. I'm so proud of you. Okay, I'm going to leave you now. I'm going to thank you as always for being here. I really do appreciate you. And more importantly, I hope that you have an amazing week. Okay? I hope that you really enjoy the last week of the Live Love Keys to Your Success. And please write below anything that you'd like to share with me. I just love reading them. And please actually tell all your friends and family and anyone who you meet how much fun that you are having in this program. Of course, if you're not having fun, let them know that as well. But I'm pretty sure you are, because you wouldn't still be here if you hadn't been having a little bit of fun. Okay, I'm going to go now. And as always, I'm Karen Chaston, the founder of Live Love by Design, and I will see you on another video real soon. Bye for now.